Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, right in the middle of your work week, July the 11th, 2018. 15 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And today is the day after the big day. Yesterday on this program, in hour number one at around 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, legendary pro wrestling icon, civil rights activist, and union organizer Thunderbolt Patterson announced that he had tossed his hat into the ring for governor of Ohio in 2018 as an independent candidate write-in. So it's going to be very interesting. Now, before he leaves town, just for a couple weeks, he'll be back. Thunderbolt is going to be on with us just in hour number one today. Joining the discussion in hour number one is Adam Lepp, who can be heard on this station every Tuesday and Thursday morning on the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 9:10 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Mondays from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. With mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp and the Professor. Well, away we go. Thunderbolt, one more hour before you depart, but then everything starts to change.
Heaven high, yes. Thank God I have this opportunity to talk to you people before I leave. I'm going to run on down, back down to the house and get a few things straightened out, and then I'm coming back. I mean, I want you to get serious. Start thinking. And let's start getting some understanding, because I want your vote. I'm going to brush up on what's been going on up here a little bit. And when I get back, I can talk to a few people, and I'm going to talk to a lot more. But I want to talk to you. I want to know the things that you want done. I want to know the things that has been needed for years. It's a whole new day. That's where I'm coming from. I want to try and help somebody. And right off the bat, I want to let all you politicians know this. I'm standing on the word. I mean, Jesus had brought me this far and have kept me. Talking about hardship. I know about some hardship. I've been hungry when you think I'm rich. I ain't never sold out nothing to nobody, because I'm coming straight from the hip, and it's time for Ohio to have a voice.
Adam, you were—you've heard the program from yesterday. You heard the announcement. You saw it on Facebook. I know Thunderbolt has had calls. Is this real? Is this happening? It's been an interesting 24 hours, just nearly 24 hours now, about 12 minutes away from 24 hours that this announcement happened. When you heard it, what'd you think? And where are we now?
Well, Scott, you are the radio host at the microphone when people announce their candidacies for office. Now, we had Ed McCants recently announce his candidacy for mayor. Mayor McCants has a good ring to it, doesn't it?
Well, we will see.
Mayor McCants. And, of course, Ted Williams, Mr.
Well,
Golden
true.
Voice, who I guess he was going to run for president but didn't. And, you know, maybe he should have. Let's just put it at that. And now we have Thunderbolt Patterson. You know, Thunderbolt, my choice of the former Jeopardy champion Rich Cordray, I may have to amend that and put you in instead. And of course, I was suggesting that maybe Scott should be the lieutenant governor. Now, we had the mayor of Marion, who's also named Scott S., as a lieutenant governor candidate under a Democratic primary person who didn't make it. But again, his name is certainly out there, as he's been mayor of Marion and rather well known for quite a while. He's been on the air with us a few times, and it's always a good interview. But I think it's time for another Scott S. to be lieutenant governor. Scott, you'd be a wonderful lieutenant governor. You know, you'd be very good to the press, because you are the press. You're always well-spoken, and you know so many celebrities. I could see Ed Asner on the campaign trail for you.
But I'd have to leave this show. And then where would people go to announce their candidacies?
Well, there's always a caveat, isn't there?
There is. So we'll have to find... That's a good question, though. There will be a lieutenant governor candidate. Of course, we all know Mike DeWine has John Husted as his lieutenant governor. Rich Cordray has Betty Sutton as his lieutenant governor. Thunderbolt, that's one bridge we haven't covered yet. Who will be your lieutenant governor?
That is what I'm here for. To hear what's going on, and you know, I can understand what you're saying, man. I know this gentleman for what, 3-4 years,
yeah,
something
years
like
now.
That. And the people, the voters, we're looking for real people. They're shooting from the hip. It's time to stop all the lying. It's time to stop all the stealing. It's time of all the hate. Stop all. It's time for us to come together. And people, you got so many people here that got so much knowledge and want to do right and will do right. It's a whole new day coming, man.
Now, let's think of some possibilities here, Adam, because the prerequisites for this would be...
That's a great word. Dad,
yeah.
Don't get excited.
Yeah. Now, you would have to be in Ohio. You would have to make your residence here.
All right.
And really, that's about it.
So, Thunderbolt, are you moving to Ohio?
Hey, I'm going to get the little mess and come on. Hey, look here. I come from the Raston business. And, I mean, all you people out there, you think... I made some money. I didn't make no money. And never stole a dime. I was treated like a dog. I know exactly how you feel. And I love everybody, man.
Well, we need more love and less, obviously less hate, but less fighting between, we're all on the same side. Less people saying, well, he said, she said, and let's do this.
All right. Come on, man.
Let's not do that.
No.
Love really... works wonders, and just trying to get along, and even if we don't agree on everything, shaking hands and understanding you're intelligent, and human beings don't always see eye to eye. That really does.
We should be able to dialogue.
I just had a big light bulb go off in the top of my head on this lieutenant governor thing, because, you know, I don't want to leave this gig. I like this gig, and you can't do that when you're in politics. But you mentioned it. This is the place where people come to announce...
Oh,
that they're
going to
run for. Okay, so lieutenant governor for Thunderbolt Patterson. How's this hit you, Ted Williams?
Well, we certainly have some very well-spoken people.
Talk about Golden Voice. He was on the streets 6 years ago. He knows about hardship and hard time. He did run for president. It was a short run, but he did. Well, why not? What do you think?
We would have a very articulate. Couple of candidates, I'll tell you that much.
You know, I used to have Ted's number. Boy, this would be a real radio moment if I get old Ted on the phone here before this hour was up. It'd be, you know what? You talk to Thunderbolt here, and I'm going to see. You know, talk about this. You have Ted's number?
I may. I'm going to show you the number that I have.
If you do, let's do what we do.
I'm not sure if this is actually.
Somebody brilliant.
Yeah.
Just run it over here if you do. Don't.
Yeah, give me a second here, Scott.
Okay, Thunderbolt, how you like this?
Well, this is all. It's sounding real good to me coming from you fellas, because you fellas know what's going on.
Now you
and you have been listening to the people for a long, long time, and that's what we want. We want people that's going not just talk to talk, but we got to walk to walk, and we got to do something for the people. Did you find it?
I think we did.
You know, people, we're going to have a lot of meetings and a lot of parties and getting people together. And I want to meet people. And I'm so glad to have you, a gentleman that will steer me of what's been going on here. We need and it's time for a change.
Adam, you take the mic here for a moment, and I'm going to see if we can reach Mr. Williams here. So you talk to... I'll stay here. I'll just turn this mic off, and you go over there.
Okay. So speaking of parties, Thunderbolt, you're an independent, which I like because I'm an independent. I never understood political parties because I have beliefs that are to the right, to the left, and some that are kind of wavery.
I'm not talking about no party.
Oh, I know. I'm using a Democrat. I know. I'm using a pun. Yeah, I'm talking about
think tanks. I put it the other way. Think tanks because I want to know what the people want.
Do you identify strictly as an independent like I do? Is that?
Yes.
Right.
Here, go right ahead. Here.
So, go ahead. You'd be running then as strictly an independent, not aligned with either party?
Yes.
Okay. Because people are going to ask, well, how do you stand on the issues? And we have many issues in Ohio. Education, marijuana legalization, kinds of stuff.
Listen, Democrat and Republicans. We are supposed to stand for the people.
I agree, and it seems like we're
divided.
Right now, this is the most divisive time I've seen in my lifetime.
Yes.
Even if you do agree, you find a way to disagree. It's like people want to disagree. They're not happy if they do disagree. I don't agree with everything. There's no one who agrees with everything that I say, but goodness sakes, we're all smart. Let's shake hands and just try to get along and realize we're on the same side.
That's what I'm talking about.
And if you can do that, well... That's wonderful.
Well, that's what I'm...
hard to do, though.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
Because I want to please the people. It's pleasing me just to come in and be... I'm going to move here. You understand what I'm saying?
You're going to become a Buckeye.
Look out now.
An official Buckeye.
Yes, sir.
We're going to rename you Thunder Buckeye Patterson. What do you think, Scott?
That don't sound bad to me.
Thunder Buckeye Patterson.
Don't bother me. Just make sure you call me. That's all.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Thunderbuck Patterson.
Sounds good. Now, what are your big questions? What are your issues for you, Adam, in this particular
race? Okay, I'll start with the first one, marijuana legalization. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I know one thing. That's
a big issue right now.
There's a lot of people that need it.
I agree.
And there are a lot of people that is helping.
I agree.
So, hey, look here. Don't fight nothing. That's been the problem in this country. Anything that's good or right, they keep it away from you. You know what I mean? You can overdo anything.
I don't understand why they made lawn darts illegal because one person died from them. And yet, suddenly, pot, which, again, it's a controversial substance, it seems to have more benefits than it has negative points.
Hey,
and you know, the lawn darts thing was ridiculous. You can still buy an assault rifle, but you can't buy lawn darts. Does that make any sense,
crazy.
Folks?
That's crazy, man. What do anybody need with assault rifle?
I'm just a goofy chemistry major, Thunderbolt, but I might understand the lawn darts issue because people can abuse them. They can throw them at people. They can be dangerous, but you can buy an assault rifle.
And the rifle don't kill. People kill. You got to pull that trigger.
Right.
Just like the gentleman said yesterday, over in Nevada, whatever place it was, this one guy shot up all these people. He could have done that with a shotgun or a 9mm. He had, why you can't hunt with an assault rifle, can you? Now, I have no problem people having bearing arms. Everybody got the right.
I mean, Ed McCants is very vocal on his support of legal pot, and I agree with him.
Legal. Yes.
I'm not saying walk into Walmart and smoke a joint. I'm saying in the privacy of your home, if you want to smoke a joint, if
that's
you want to grow
business.
A pot plant,
that is
do
your
it.
Business.
For nothing, even if you don't agree with it personally, we have bigger problems, bigger fish to fry right now.
The other issue,
speaking of drugs, a different drug issue. There's a very serious problem with prescription drugs, with meth and other substances, especially in Marion, Chillicothe, Zanesville, everywhere. But it is rampant in this part of the state.
Let's be clear.
Yeah. How would you help solve this drug problem?
Let's be clear. I mean, I believe in law and order, and a very good friend of mine. Sheriff Darrell, I live in Tweed County, and my sheriff come in and cleaned up. It was 26 meth houses on one road. That ain't nothing but garbage.
I agree with you.
You know what? You people out there that's got the power that make the decisions for people, you need to try to make decisions on things that will help them, not just let, I mean, you look in the other way.
Well, another big issue when I think about all these assault weapons, drug issues, so on and so forth, is mental health. People cannot get mental health.
And see, they will dwell on the drug and the small issue. When you can't get the health that you need, help that you need, the schools, the teachers ain't getting paid, the officers are getting abused. And what is this world coming to? Now, I get real excited when I start talking about it, because you're confronted with it every day.
Now, if this should all come to pass, would you be a governor who would be willing to let people come to you anytime? I want to make an appointment to see Governor Patterson.
Well, we got to have an open door. We got to have an open door. I mean, we got to have an open door and a staff of people.
I have a question, too.
Pardon?
I have a question when you're finished.
Yes, sir.
That's a good answer.
You got to have an open door and a staff of people to deal with the people's needs. If you don't know what the people want, how can you serve them?
That's a good question. Adam, you have a question.
Governor Kasich is not living at the governor's mansion in Bexley, just east of downtown Columbus. He's living in his home, which isn't too far from here in southern Delaware County. Would you live in the governor's mansion in Bexley? Well, would you move maybe some family members there? Or I don't know if you have any pets. Would they live there with you?
Well, I hadn't even thought about that, man. I got a place in Tweed County, a place in Alabama, and I got a mobile home. I'm just, the resting people told me if you buy a house or be part of something, it need to be on wheels. So I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to be in the mix with the people.
Are you going to come clean, Adam? Would you come clean up the governor's mansion if it needs a little touch-up?
How much does it pay?
Well, you never know. You never know. But, Columbus, Ohio will be the center of it all, Thunderbolt. Columbus, Ohio, that's where the mansion is.
It's in Bexley.
Well,
Bexley's
a
suburb.
Wait a minute.
Suburb.
Wait a minute.
The burbs.
Let me say this to you, though, man. Now I'm understanding your question. No. I really don't just have no of going in the governor's mansion. I really, really like Marion, Ohio.
Well, we are the home of Warren G. Harding.
All right, then. And I'm saying, hey, look, they get too big. I've found that in the wrestling bin. They get uppity. I mean, no. Forget where they come from. Forget where they started. No, I would prefer, it's only a few miles from here, and it's back and forth. You can do what you got to do.
Yeah,
I would rather live in my own place.
I understand. I have a question, too. Do you think you'd be a role model for other black people who want to become governors?
Well, I really
hope I've
been that already.
A disproportionate number of black people in that office. Would you be a good role model and encourage other black people to run?
I really hope that I've been a role model for years in this wrestling business.
I agree. You were a pioneer, as I told you, back when you started.
And anybody that I can help, my whole object is trying to help somebody. And we, as black people, we need help. We need understanding. We need the family. We need the jobs. We need things that where we can stand up on our own instead of looking for something from somebody.
It's a big moment. And again, we will open the phone lines here, 740-383-9944. If you want to tell us you like what you hear, you don't like what you hear, you have a question for Thunderbolt Patterson, who is now in the governor's race of Ohio here in 2018 as an independent candidate. What do you think? 740-383-9944.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
What would you want me to do? Where y'all want me to live? That's what I mean. I'm not. It's all about you. You know what I mean? Man, I haven't been in a cleaner town in quite some time. This is one of the nicest little towns I've been in quite a while.
No, Marion is very, very nice. It's easy to get around. It's very
yes,
short.
It is.
It's close to everything, yeah.
I just want the people. I want to serve the people. And, I mean, from the governor's mansion on down, it ain't about me. It's all about them.
I did have a question submitted on Facebook. Now, in Ohio, what we have now is called a rainy day fund. For years in Ohio, when the cities paid their taxes, it went to the state, and then the state gave it back to the city to repair roads and things of that nature. Well, when our current governor came in, Governor Kasich, when he got that money from the counties, he just kept it in a rainy day fund and said, if anything should ever bad happen in Ohio, we'll have this money saved up. And this rainy day fund, after 8 years, is in the millions of dollars now. Where would you spend that rainy day fund? What would you do with it? Would you leave it there?
We'd talk to some people. I got to talk to some people. Cause, I mean, there's so many things that need some help at the moment. You know, I mean, just right off my head, I got the health care you're talking about, the veterans, and I mean, the schools and the teachers. There's so many things that need some help. I mean, it's real good to save for a rainy day, but it's real bad to neglect our children, our senior citizens, and things that need to be done. Just saying that we're putting a whole lot of money over here for a rainy day.
What do you think about voter suppression? This was a big issue in Ohio, that they make the polling hours difficult for people who work. They want you to have an ID. Some people can't afford to get an ID made. They take public transportation. Do you think the vote is suppressed?
See, all them things is diversions and things that they throw in there to make it hard for people and divide people, get them disgusted. Say, people, what you need? When the best hour? I mean, I can't tell you what to do. I can help you along. I'll try to point you in the right direction and show you, do what I can to help you. But I'm not going to put nothing in stone saying you got to do this or that at no certain time, and you can't get there.
That's an interesting question. What do you think, Adam?
A lot of it is take office and see how things are organized and then determine what might need to be changed.
There you go.
The economy will be an issue that every candidate will grapple with. Always be a struggle. People agreeing with you, not agreeing with you. Sometimes, like I am, changing their mind, but we can do that as humans. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than the drug issue. There's no one in the state who disagrees that the drug issue is extremely serious in this state and not getting any better. Yeah. But the economy sometimes depends upon how good of a job you have if you're a business owner, how well changes in taxes, changes in city structure affect you.
Yes.
Different types of issues, but a smart governor knows what to prioritize.
Yes.
And also, I think we have that problem with the U.S. government. A smart politician knows what he or she can do and what he or she can't do, and who should be doing it instead. And that's why you have advisors. You have someone who is an expert on the economy.
Yes.
Maybe we need a really good drug czar. Maybe we need a committee to look at the marijuana issue. So many different things. And also bringing in tourism to the state. Maybe do we need more professional sports teams? Columbus might be losing the crew, which would leave Columbus with just one major sports team versus Cleveland that has three, and Cleveland being a smaller city. Those things are important, too. Tourism is a big industry in the state. And
that's something else
the governor needs to look at.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to find out the issues of the people. And then we have to have a team of people that know what's going on. And then you got to have somebody be willing to stand for what is right. We all know what's right. We all know what is wrong. And everybody, I mean, they can say they don't know what is needed. But you know our teachers need some money. You know our senior citizens need some help. You know our veterans need. And the economy has to be looked at in a large scale. So, I really appreciate and understand what you're talking about and looking forward of getting more enlightened on some of the situations.
Now, you're a very good speaker, Thunderbolt. I mean, you have a great presence, and the two candidates are Mike DeWine and Rich Cordray. Rich Cordray is a good speaker. Again, as I like to say, he was a Jeopardy champion, a very smart guy and quick-witted. Mike DeWine is a person who's been in politics a long time. How would you do in a debate against those two?
Let's talk. I have no time to play about anything. Whatever they would like to talk about, let's talk.
So you're not intimidated by debating two veteran politicians?
Hey. See, this is what you people need to understand. You know, don't no man intimidate me. Because I know where my help comes from.
Well, that's good. That's a great attitude.
And the thing is, if you say something to me, I shouldn't get intimidated. I should try to work it out. We got to dialogue. If we cannot come together and dialogue and talk about things instead of killing each other, come on, man. You on track?
Yeah, governor is a tough job, and you have to come in there and get your hands dirty.
Hey,
I agree.
Hey, we do what we do, and that's the reason we got law enforcement. Law. I'm strong on law enforcement.
What is your thought on law enforcement possibly being racist or typecasting people? Do you think that is that a real problem? There was an issue.
It's amazing how both sides is playing the racial card.
Well, I know it's a tough question. That's why I thought.
I'm finna answer.
Okay,
that's great. I'm gonna do the best I can. That racial card that I know of from my education of what I done learned been going on for 400 years or longer, okay? I think everybody's equal. I mean, color is your problem. Just like if all of those people out there that has those different problems, the race problems, whatever problem they got, is because they're not even trying to follow the right thing. You got so many Christians out there, so many preachers out there, so many politicians out there, all of them is full of, oh, Lord, have mercy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
There's a time that we must come together.
I remember during the 2016 campaign, when President Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, and President Trump accused Hillary Clinton of using the woman card because she was a woman. And Hillary said, deal me in, if that's what it is. If that accusation comes about, what would be your answer?
Well, let me, when we get down to talking about gender and talking about ladies, the females. You know, we also got to look at all those chauvinistic individuals that's out there that's mistreating not only the ladies, they're mistreating their mamas, their sisters, their wives. How do we as human beings, when God made a woman, he didn't make nothing no better. We cannot function. Oh, we didn't be here. So, I mean, that's something that they need to, you know, get everything. This whole country need to be put in perspective and order. Put back in perspective and order. Our founding fathers didn't found this great country for all this mess. I mean, they People have just took the opportunity and the chance, and it's all about that money. All about that money.
Well, and we do have to take note. I was talking with a gentleman from the newspaper last night about this, and you do Jesse Ventura won the governorship in Minnesota. Cynthia Nixon is running in New York for governor currently. Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of California. And if you want to go back further than that, there was a guy who became governor in California who was a union leader who they said was a joke because he was a movie star. I believe his name was Ronald Reagan.
Look out.
Now, if you want to talk about somebody who was in the entertainment industry, then entered the union industry, and now is running for governor, what's the difference between Ronald Reagan and Thunderbolt Patterson?
Reagan was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
But California is also a bigger state. And since then, there have
but it
been...
But it was a joke. It was a joke when Reagan
but
ran.
But since then, there are, let's start with our president, who is a TV star with no political or military experience, the first one ever. So since then, there have been several people, Jesse Ventura being a great example, who have run gubernatorial campaigns with people possibly laughing, saying, well, this person isn't qualified.
Grandpa Munster ran for office.
This person's not a politician. Well, the joke was on them.
You make that mistake of calling somebody a joke. And we've had two presidents who started their careers as jokes, Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. We've had a governor of Minnesota who was a joke, and he became governor. Big TV star. We had a movie star who was a joke out in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. A lot of jokes end up in the governor's mansion. A lot of jokes have ended up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right. Don't sell yourself short.
What do you make of that, Thunderbolt?
Hey, there is a God, and I'm standing for what is right. What is needed. I mean, it's up to the people. It's up to the people if they want to vote for me. I think y'all know me. Look, I ain't done nothing to nobody. I ain't got no blemish. As hard as it's been, I didn't stoop to nothing wrong. Look out now. I mean, when people... Every day, people put on that television like I'm a millionaire or like I'm even still working. You understand what I'm saying? Making people to think that I'm a part of, not even a part of, no job, nobody but Jesus kept me. Don't care. All of the things that go on all over the country, every day, no invitation. But I get a lot of fans. So just what the government do, just like the wrestling folks do, the fans and the people are the ones that hurt, denied, just as delayed is just as denied. Come on, man. I'm so full, I'm about to bust. And ready. I'm ready to get dirt, get down in the trenches and get dirty.
So, Thunderbolt, let's say you're on the campaign trail.
Yes, sir.
And a voter says, Mr. Patterson, okay, so what do you think about Donald Trump? And what would you say?
Tell him what I thought about Donald Trump.
Well,
I mean, I already told the folks what I thought about it.
Back in 2016, prior to the election, Thunderbolt thought that Trump would win, but he did say that because the majority of his money came from Vince McMahon, who was a wrestling promoter, that he did not trust Trump. And now we've seen Trump. And by the way, Linda McMahon, Vince McMahon's wife, is now the head of the Small Business Bureau. So there you go. Thunderbolt cast that prediction, which you can see on YouTube from over 2 years ago now.
I didn't vote for Hillary. I mean, a bunch of crooks. Look at, man, look at here. Look what done went down in these last year or so.
Well, there's another, we're talking about the joke factor. There's another joke, too. Vince McMahon's wife Mrs. Wrestling Promoter is now the head of the Small Business Bureau for the last year and a half.
Well, a lot of the cabinet members probably shouldn't be in their position.
Well, that's right. When you give some dough. See, I need help. I'm going to do a lot of reading these next 2 weeks, but I need help from good people because it's time, you know, for us to stand up. And we got to stand for each other.
And we
got to
talk about the football players kneeling, because that's an issue. It will come up.
Oh, yes.
And you would say?
I would say, well, like me, I got two artificial hips. And there's time I can't and don't feel like even standing up. I don't care where I'm at. I do it in church. Won't stand up. That flag is this United States. I honor the United States. I honor our flag. I mean, people should have the opportunity to do whatever they want to do. Just because you don't stand for a flag, you're going to say that you're bucking something? Well, there's a lot of people that have a whole lot of hardship and whatever. And if we've been all along, things wouldn't be quite as they are.
Should, in your opinion, because a lot of governors are being asked this, our current governor, John Kasich, is being asked this, should President Trump, while he's under investigation, be allowed to appoint a Supreme Court justice?
It don't take no rocket science to figure that out. I mean, is that right? I mean, look, put somebody there that's going to be there for the next 30 years or so? Come on, man. Come on. I mean, is that what they call stacking the deck, huh?
Well, especially because Kavanaugh is in favor of not pressing charges against a sitting president, and I think that was a lot of the reason. He does speak very well. He's obviously very smart. He has great educational credentials, a nice family. But take a look at him on the issues. He's extremely to the right.
Yes, sir. The issue
about investigating and prosecuting or not prosecuting, there's a big conflict of interest there.
Yes, he is. Put it mildly.
Not just President Trump, but that's where we are now. Is the president above the law?
No.
That's a question right now.
Well, I mean, no. What do you think, people?
Well,
what do you think? Is anyone above the law? Do you realize, and you're seeing it, if we didn't have no law, what would be going on? You see it, and they're trying to change laws and trying to make new laws. Come on, man. Is this real or is this real?
I think Nixon is turning over in his grave right now.
Look out.
as me and Dr. Feynman have talked about, there's no parallel at all. Hmm. Plus, Ford pardoned them.
Yeah. He did.
That was one thing. You know, somebody ought to pardon me. The way the rats have been, like I done something terrible. Man, they pardoned Jack Johnson, which was a bad assault gun that walked down, got in the ring. But how many years you been dead? Give me my flowers while I'm living. I can smell them.
Well, here's the thing. In Ohio, we have the death penalty. Is that a good idea?
Man, I don't think nobody need to die. I don't kill nobody.
I think that's a very popular stance because we have a lot of issues in
Ohio.
There's
a lot of people that do a lot of nasty, nasty things. But when you lock a person down for the rest of their life, they give them a while to think about it.
Thunderbolt, I've mentioned what I think are the biggest problems facing this country and the state. What are the top three issues in order from 1, 2, and 3 that we're facing in Ohio right now that you need to solve as governor?
Well, I heard a lot on that education part. The education part, jobs, senior citizens, the infrastructure. I've got to learn a little bit more about it. of what's going actually going on and need to be done. But I do know from the get-go that the teachers, the children, the senior citizens, and our police officers, our firefighters, and the veterans has not been taken care of like they should. They need some help. And there's so many more things now. I'm not just saying those, but those things need to be looked at in a hurry. I may have to wait to serve this country and got to be on the waiting list to go get seed about it. Come on, man. Ain't stuff like this. I mean, this it don't even sound real.
Well, when you're in Ohio, and you know the heart of it all, as they say, the heart of the United States, and these problems still exist, they still persist. You know, where are the community centers? Where are the churches? You know, I hear of the homeless, but where are the churches?
Yeah. Hey, we need places for kids to go. Kids don't have nowhere to go and be taught right. You know, they got places, well, just throw them out there. But there's no places for the after-school programs and, some real teaching. Let's face it, a lot of the churches ain't doing what they're supposed to do. It's all about money, man. But you got some good ones. Just like in every walk of life, there's good ones, there's bad ones. Just like police, there's good ones, there's bad ones. But there are more good ones than there are bad ones.
But one bad one seems to ruin it for everybody. Well, and that's an issue with the police right now, and I agree with you.
And that's the thing. The pollution of one individual, and it is divide and conquer. It's all about that mind and pushing your thought or somebody else's thought off on individuals that's trying to do what's right. And then when individuals have a tendency of being able to get away with different things, hey, everybody ain't honest, man.
Well, that could be said. I mean, not everybody is on the honest level. But there are a lot of people who like to shun their responsibilities on to other people well.
Oh, yeah.
They push it out and say, well, let that person, that person's problem.
Yeah. That's the easy way out.
That is the easy way out.
And they don't care. All they care about feeling it is all about the dollar. All about that dollar and power.
And we're short-tempered, too. You know, we got this concealed carry, and somebody now cuts somebody off in traffic. Well, boom, you're dead.
What's that all about?
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, you walk down the street, and a person run and snatch an elderly person's pocketbook, hit them over the head, leave them for dead, kill them. Come on, man. What is this? There's some bad stuff. Huh?
Well, you know, next door in Indiana, it's bound to come our way because we have this idea where the guy in Colorado wanted to bake the cake for the same-sex couple and there was a Supreme Court case. In Ohio, should you have the right to live the way you want to live?
Hey, man, let me tell you, people know what's wrong. You can't make nobody do nothing. And long as they don't push it on me, that's their business, what they do. What an individual choose not to do, how he feel about that situation, it's in the book that we shouldn't have same-sex marriage. No, that's not my word. And I don't care. Some of my friends are whatever you want to call it, gay or however sex, or whatever it is. I mean, but it's not forced on me. People do what they want to do.
Adam?
Well, that's good. You believe in the good things about the Bible. Thou shalt not steal. Honor thy father and mother. Understand the Bible's a history book written a long time ago. Everybody has a different interpretation, and freedom of expression, freedom of lifestyle, as long as you're not hurting anybody, is what this country is built on.
But that was one of the problems.
That's how I feel also.
There's Morals. Would that be the right?
Morals.
Okay. What's real, what the Bible was wrote a long, long, long time ago, but there's also a new version of the New Testament. Would update it for this time. And I believe what the Bible say. I believe to treat people the way you want to be treated. I have no right of telling you what you should or shouldn't do. I can try to give you some understanding and let you know what I'm standing for. If you don't choose to do that, that's your. If you don't make a quality decision on your life, keep on making them just decisions of going along to get along.
So you're kind of with me and people that say, keep your laws off my body.
Come on.
Which is what I say. That pretty much sums it up.
We're about to wrap up a very interesting week here, and you'll be back in a couple weeks. But before you go, leave the people with a message. Let it simmer with them for 2 weeks. What do you say to the people who are listening now before you head to Atlanta for a return trip, a boomerang, in 2 weeks? Say the people.
Well, I want to be your governor. I need your vote so I can help you. You know more about me. My life is kind of an open book. If you don't know, all you got to do is punch it on that computer. I'm on there. And I want to grow with Ohio. I want our children to get the proper education. I want those things that you were talking about, sir, in perspective. We don't want to jump from A to Z. We want to go A, B, C, D. And the people are the ones that know what they want, and we're here to serve as politicians. Y'all tell me what you want to do. Y'all tell me where you want me to live. Y'all just let me know. I'm yours. I'll fight for you as long as I got breath in my body. And I guarantee you that when I find out there's a crook, he's gone. So that's what I say. I see y'all. I'm coming back. I'm going to straighten up this little mess, get my stuff, because I'm coming on back, and settle in Marion, Ohio.
Thunderbolt Patterson, I'll be back in 10 minutes. We'll be back on Monday.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. I thought today was Thursday. Thursday, Adam will be back. Thunderbolt back in a month, and I'll be back in 10 minutes. So don't. You got any parting words, Adam?
Well, I really appreciate Thunderbolt. I'm not going to call you Thunderbuck for Thunderbuckeye. That, unlike our current president, you will disclose your life, what you've done in your 77 years. We have some secrecy with the president, which has caused issues at the tax returns, etc. You are an open book. You will answer questions.
Hey.
Look on Wikipedia. Yeah, it's all there.
Hey.
That's what we need. We need full disclosure. There are no secrets. I asked Thunderbolt some very candid questions. He gave me some very candid answers, and that's very important to me.
And we'll be back in 10 minutes, myself, with some more candid radio here on WWGH Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Observations.
This is